الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Palestine became top issue in Islamic world due to Imam Khomeini and Islamic Revolution. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, on June 4, 2023, on the occasion of 34th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's demise. During these years, certain individuals repeatedly expressed their concerns to Imam, telling him that the people might give up and they might not be able to continue this difficult and strenuous path along with Imam's steps. Imam would say, "No, I know these people more than you and better than you." And he was right. He knew that if people realized that this was God's path, they would endure all the problems that would face on the path. The families that gave martyrs verified Imam Khomeini's insight. Over the years, devoted young people confirmed Imam's opinion. The great gatherings of the Iranian nation that took part in commemorating religious and revolutionary occasions also confirmed this opinion of Imam. Imam Khomeini trusted the people. He trusted their actions, their motives, and their votes. The Islamic Republic, this democracy that existed in the Islamic Republic, the World Republic, was the result of Honorable Imam's trust in the people. Some people, with their own misconception, misunderstood this move by Imam Khomeini. They expressed it in a different way. They made it seem as though Imam had used the word republic out of the obligation. Imam was not the type to be obliged. He was not the type to say things for the sake of pleasing others. It was what he believed in, and therefore he spoke about democracy.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
For example, at the end of his life, Imam made clear that he had not voted for the first president, Abul Hasan Bani Sadr. They said that he had voted for him, but Imam made clear that I did not vote for such and such a person. But at the same time of Bani Sadr's election, Imam inaugurated the same president whom he had not approved of and had not voted for. Why? Because people had voted for him. He gave credit to the people's vote. This was Imam Khomeini's basic line of thought. In short, this was Imam's faith with its different dimensions.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.